Welcome to this meditation in motion through lying down hatha yoga. In the next few minutes, taking time and finding a place that offers privacy and is free from interruptions like a cell phone, a pet, or anything that might interfere or disrupt this time being set aside specifically for self-care. Also, wearing clothing that's comfortable and allows for freedom of movement, such as workout clothes. Preparing the floor space by using a pad or mat for cushioning. Other types of cushion surfaces, such as a bed, may also be used if floor space is limited. Now gently moving into position on the floor, resting in a lying position, face up, with the back and legs flat on the mat and the arms at the sides. Moving the body gently, making any adjustments needed for ease of movement and comfort. Taking a moment to feel into the body and settling in while listening to the general instructions, which provide for a safe and supportive practice. Meditation in motion is about noticing and experiencing sensations in the body and any thoughts or emotions that might occur as a result of bringing attention to movement. Similar to what the body scan does in stillness, this practice allows the attention to be directed through movement, stretching, and breathing. Approaching each posture or movement at about 60% of the body's current ability, then increasing this little by little, discovering edges as the body allows, working with these edges and limits and not exceeding them. Physical boundaries can change from day to day and even from hour to hour, so maintaining awareness of the body for each posture and movement, going slow and adjusting accordingly to the present experience in the moment. These postures and movements are only suggestions, so doing only what feels right for you in the moment, allowing and accepting any boundaries, intensity, or challenges that may be present. Feeling free to modify or adapt postures and movements, and listening to what the body is saying moment to moment. If deciding to skip a posture or movement for any reason, then perhaps choosing to visualize it with the eyes closed. This can also be beneficial, bringing a kind attention to the body as boundaries are encountered. Exercising self-care by stopping immediately if pain is experienced. Holding each posture for a time and in a manner that's within limits, regardless of how long the guidance allows or suggests. Lying in stillness as we begin. Now on the next exhalation, slowly lifting the arms up from the floor, moving them overhead and bringing them to a position flat on the floor. Reaching with each arm, stretching as much as the body allows. Exploring the stretch, perhaps reaching a little further with each arm in turn, or pointing the toes and stretching each leg in this elongated position. Aware of the breath and moving within the body's capacity. On the next exhalation, lifting the arms back overhead and returning them to the floor by the sides. noticing the effects of the movement. For this next posture, bending the knees and allowing the feet to come to a position flat on the floor, about hip distance apart, with the knees pointing upward and a slight curve in the lower back. On an exhalation, gently pressing the back into the floor and raising the tailbone a little off the floor. Holding this position, aware of the breath. On the next exhalation, lowering the tailbone to the floor and returning the lower back to the neutral position. Now continuing this movement at your own pace, this rolling motion in the lower back. Slowly lifting the tailbone, carefully pressing the lower back into the floor, and then lowering the tailbone, returning back to the neutral position. Now completing the movement, by lowering the tailbone to the floor, returning the back to the neutral position with a slight curve in the lower back. Noticing any sensations, thoughts, or emotions after this movement. Now on an exhalation, drawing both knees into the chest and holding them with both hands across the shins. Holding this position and feeling the stretch with each breath. Noticing that the body is fully engaged as the head is raised off the floor. Inviting movement slowly and gently by rocking back and forth or from side to side as you discover what's possible. Continuing on your own and bringing the attention back if the mind wanders to other thoughts. Taking time and being safe in exploration. On the next exhalation, reducing the motion until the body is still. Now releasing the legs and allowing them to return to flat on the floor, with the arms returning to the sides. Experiencing in stillness the effects of the movement in the body. Using this experience to determine if increased exploration is possible, or if backing off a little might better serve the body's needs in the next sequence. With the next exhalation, gently bringing the right knee to the chest and using both hands to hold the shin and knee. Holding this position, breathing into it, feeling the stretch. Aware of any different sensations created by drawing the leg closer or releasing it a bit. exhalation, releasing the shin and lowering the right leg to the floor, while bringing the left knee up to the chest. Holding the shin and the left knee with the hands and feeling into this posture. Exhaling, releasing the shin and moving the left knee away from the chest, returning the leg to the floor. Resting for a moment, aware of the sensations in the body. Now on an exhalation, slowly guiding the right knee up to the chest, as before, but this time allowing the leg to fall outward a little at the hip, creating a deeper bend at the hip, and allowing the knee to be brought closer to the head and shoulders as they are raised off the floor at the same time. Maintaining this position and being present with the breath. Exhaling and lowering the head, shoulders, and right leg to the floor, and bringing the left knee toward the head, bending at the hip to achieve the deeper stretch. Holding the shin with both hands and raising the head and shoulders as well. Holding this position for a few breaths, feeling any sensations, bringing a kind attention to the body, and listening to what it's saying right here, right now. On an exhalation, releasing the shin and moving the knee away from the head, as you lower the head, shoulders, and leg to the floor. Now taking a moment to rest and become aware of sensations. Investigating to see if the experience is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Now transitioning, carefully rolling onto one side and using the arms and legs to come up to a position with the hands and knees flat on the floor, with the arms straight and extended. The wrists positioned directly under the shoulders, with the knees directly under the hips, and the back straight and parallel to the floor, like a tabletop. On an exhalation, gently rounding the back upward in an arch toward the ceiling, lowering the head, and carefully bringing the chin toward the chest. Holding this position and the breath for a few seconds. Inhaling and lowering the belly toward the floor. Lifting the chin and chest with the eyes looking upward as the back is moved through the neutral position and into a position that forms a U-shape. Holding this position and the breath, listening to the body, adapting to limits or exploring possibilities. Exhaling, moving back to the position with the back rounded upward and the head lowered, with the chin close to the chest. holding this position and continuing this movement at your own pace, initiating the upward motion on an exhalation, and then a downward motion with each inhalation. Inviting friendly care in this motion, and guiding the attention back to the movement and the breath if the mind wanders. Now returning to the neutral position with the back straight and the head level. Remaining in this position for a few moments, resting and sensing into the body. Remaining in this posture with the hands and knees flat on the floor and the back straight. Beginning the next sequence by straightening the right leg with the toes touching the floor. Now raising the leg to a position parallel to the floor, with the toes pointing downward, attending to the lower back, aware of any discomfort or pressure on the back. Maintaining this posture and allowing the right foot to touch down as needed. As stability is felt, inviting the left arm to be raised at the shoulder to a position parallel to the floor with the palm down and the fingers pointing forward. Maintaining this position for as long as is comfortable, touching down with the toes or fingers to regain balance and returning to the posture when it's possible. Gently lowering the right leg and left arm, returning the left hand and right knee to the floor. Resting and noticing sensations. Now repeating on the other side, straightening the left leg with the toes touching the floor. After stabilizing this position, raising the leg to a position parallel to the floor, with the toes pointing downward. Maintaining this posture and aware of the little adjustments needed to maintaining balance with the leg extended. When the stability is felt, raising the right arm at the shoulder to a position parallel to the floor. Maintaining this position and touching down with the toes or fingers to regain balance as needed, and returning to a balanced position. Lowering the leg and arm to the floor. Taking a moment to check in physically, mentally, and emotionally, feeling into the body. Now transitioning from the hands and knees, using the arms, and moving backward into a seated position. Then lowering the upper body onto the floor and rolling onto the back. Face up, with the back and legs on the floor, the arms at the sides, and the palms face down. Making any adjustments as needed and settling in before this next sequence. Placing both feet flat on the floor about hip distance apart, with the feet directly under the knees that are pointed upward. Slowly lifting the tailbone off the floor and allowing each vertebra of the back to be lifted until only the feet, shoulders, arms, and head are touching the floor. Holding this position, aware of any intensity or discomfort, and modifying the movement as needed. There's also an option to raise the arms off the floor from the sides, bringing them overhead and laying them back on the floor, extended overhead. Releasing this posture by bringing the arms back to the sides and allowing the back to slowly return to the floor, one vertebra at a time, until the body has returned to the starting position. Now checking in and discovering the experience in this moment. Beginning with the back and the feet flat on the floor, and the legs and knees together pointing upward, allowing the hands to move to a position behind the neck with the fingers interlaced. Gently moving the neck and head so that the eyes are looking toward the right elbow. Carefully allowing the knees to move to the left, slowly lowering the knees to the left until both legs are resting on the floor. Holding this position and bringing attention to the lower back and spine, making sure that the twist is within current capabilities in this moment. Raising the legs and moving them through the original position with the feet flat on the floor and the knees together pointing upward. Then continuing the movement, lowering the legs to the right until they're resting on the floor. And rotating the neck and head so that the eyes are now looking toward the left elbow. Holding this position, breathing into the stretch. Now allowing the knees to return to the position pointing upward, adjusting them until they're about hip distance apart, with the feet flat on the floor, and returning the arms back to the sides. Feeling into the body with awareness. On an exhalation, slowly raising the right leg until the foot is pointing directly upward or as close as possible. Holding this position and taking a few breaths. Exhaling, lowering the right leg and returning the foot to the floor. Now repeating this movement on your own, raising the leg on an exhalation, holding for a moment, then lowering the leg, returning the foot to the floor on an inhalation. Now returning the right foot to the floor and resting for a moment as the left leg is raised. Repeating this motion with the left leg. lowering the leg and returning the foot to the floor. On an exhalation, raising the right leg at the hip until the foot is pointing directly upward. Now reaching up with both hands and gently holding the back of the right leg, pulling it a little toward you to the point where resistance is felt. Choosing to back off as much as necessary to stay within limits, or continuing the stretch and exploring limits, being careful not to go beyond them. Exhaling, releasing the right leg and lowering it until the foot is flat on the floor, as the left leg is raised at the hip, pointing the foot upward. Now reaching up with both hands and gently holding the back of the leg at the thigh, the knee, or the calf, as it is moved until a little resistance is felt. Continuing in this posture and feeling each breath present to the experience. Now releasing the left leg and returning the foot to the floor. The next posture is similar to the previous ones, but this time the head and the shoulders will also be lifted. On the next exhalation, raising the right leg at the hip until the foot is pointing directly upward. Now reaching up with both hands and gently holding the back of the right leg, pulling it toward you a little to a point where resistance is felt, and lifting the head and shoulders off the floor. Holding this position and feeling the breath. Taking time, exploring limits, and operating within a safe range while the leg is raised. Now lowering the right leg, returning the right foot to the floor as the left leg is raised and the head and shoulders are again lifted. Repeating the motion and breathing with the left leg raised, realizing any differences or similarities in the left and right legs. Now lowering the left leg, returning the foot, head, and shoulders to the floor. Lowering both legs so that they are lying flat on the floor. Now gently rolling onto the right side and using the right arm to support the head, with the left arm out in front, with the palm flat on the mat to maintain a balanced position. With the legs together, left leg on top of the right, beginning by raising the left leg to a comfortable position, holding it there for a few moments. If balance is an issue, the right leg may be bent at the knee for stability. And lowering the left leg, resting it back on the right leg. Continuing this lifting movement on your own, raising and lowering the left leg, changing the height and speed of the lift each time. holding each position for as long or as little as is comfortable. Now lowering the left leg and rolling onto the back. Gently rolling onto the left side and using the left arm to support the head, while the right arm is out in front with the palm flat on the floor to maintain balance. With the legs together, right leg on top of the left, raising the right leg to the comfortable position. Holding it there for a few moments. And then lowering the right leg, resting it on the left leg. Now continuing on your own to raise and lower the right leg. Changing the height of the lift and altering the speed of the lift as well. Now lowering the right leg, aware of the effects of this movement. Now carefully rolling onto the stomach and allowing the front of the torso to rest on the floor, with the legs extended and the arms at the sides, palms upward, with the head resting comfortably on either side or on the chin. Settling into this position, aware of the breath at the chest and belly. Resting in this position for a few breaths. Noticing the slight lifting and lowering with each breath. Bringing the head up with the chin resting on the floor. On the next exhalation, gently lifting the right leg off the floor. This may be only an inch or two, or it can be as high as the body allows. Holding this position for a few breaths. Exhaling and lowering the leg to the floor. Repeating the movement at your own pace. On an exhalation, lowering the right leg. Now repeating the movement on your own with the left leg, taking time to notice where the motion is being felt. Completing this sequence by lowering the left leg to the floor. Beginning with the head upright and the chin resting on the floor, the legs straight with the arms at the sides. On an exhalation, raising both legs and gently lifting the chin off the floor. Holding this posture and breathing into it. Releasing this posture, returning the legs to the floor. Repeating, exhaling, raising both legs and gently lifting the chin off the floor. Holding, aware of the breath in the belly and chest. On an exhalation, returning the legs and head to the floor. now gently rolling onto the back and resting with the arms at the sides. Feeling into the body and preparing for the final sequence. This is a time to be aware of the body and the mind after having completed this time of meditation in motion. Noticing how it feels. Some parts may be fatigued, while other parts might be energized. With great care and kindness, noticing sensations in the feet and ankles. The lower legs and knees. The upper legs and hips. The pelvic area and belly. The chest. The lower back. The middle and upper back. The hands, arms, and shoulders. The neck and head. Now expanding the awareness to include the entire body as one complete system. In a moment, a bell will sound, concluding this time of mindful movement. Being grateful for this time of self-care. May we extend generosity and compassion to all we meet, to those we know, and especially to ourselves.